This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
He's obviously a lawyer, and he's done what I've heard. He's done some interviews where there's a repartee and a big time back and forth. I mean, given what the NHL has accomplished here in the last 2 weeks, there really wasn't a reason to get into any kind of, you know, argument with
him. I tried with the All-Star Game one, but decided I was going to let sleeping dogs
lie
there.
Kamali wanted me to start in and say, hey, are you going to ruin the Four Nations the way that you've ruined the Stadium Series games? I'm like, come on, Mark. What do you think I'm doing here?
Did you notice I tried to ask something about that? And, oh, the appetite is insatiable still. Well, then there should be more than two of them, no?
Don't water it down, Malls.
Well, how many did they have at their peak in a given year? They would have, like, it seemed like eight or nine.
It seemed like there were a lot, yeah.
That's what I mean.
Like, he is right. I went to the one a few years ago with Giannotti. We were in Nashville for Lightning and Predators. And it's definitely true, and people know this from going to the Washington-Pittsburgh game, even though it obviously had one of the worst moments in Penguins history with Sid's hit from Steckel. And the Penguins-Flyers game that was here.
At both of those?
Yes, like, it is, when you have it, it's
a
cool
spectacle. But hard to see the ice if you're high up, but it's a spectacle. I was at the one in Chicago.
Oh yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Which is like the ultimate spectacle.
My beer was so cold you were drunk the entire game?
My beer was freezing in the can and it was room temperature when I left, and then we were drinking Fireball to stay warm. The only
Has he said anywhere else that Russia can't play in this?
No.
Is that news? I guess like you might be able to
glean it.
Ascertain that on your own just based on what he said.
He's going to follow the political policy winds. Yeah, he's going to follow the other organizations. I think it was very clear there. He does not want to be seen as the guy who rocks the boat on that.
But how about that, Donnie? I mean, basically, it sounds like unless the political landscape changes, we might not even see Ovechkin, Malkin, and Russia in the Olympics.
Yeah,
next
it just
February.
Sounds like that's unfortunately.
Well, the political landscape appears to be changing, however, under our feet with that one.
But like until that does change, I think he is wise to like kind of wait until it's all clear.
One more thing. I mean this very sincerely. He's the commissioner of the entire league and he gave us 15 minutes.
I agree 100% with
that. Which is I think a very, very, very cool gesture. While it seems like some sirens were blaring behind him in the background. One thing though, Gary, I say all that to say this. I know you're going to defend the sport. Do you have your Twitter search terms muted for this is so much better than the All-Star game? Your All-Star game's not under siege? What are we talking about here?
I think he's saying relative to the Pro Bowl and the NBA All-Star game, he's right.
But
even before this, it was second behind Major League Baseball's All-Star game.
The Four Nations, I didn't have the exact number, so I didn't want to go with it, although I think Gary probably would have known it, did like 560% better in the ratings in the United States than last year's All-Star game.
Yeah.
I think there's an appetite for real competition and not for whatever any sports all-star weekend is anymore. I'm just pointing that out.
They deserve a pat on the back. They came up with a concept, but then the thing about it is the execution of it. Are the players actually going to take it seriously? And they did. And he said it was a testament to them. And that's not him pumping his players' tires or his league's tires. It's one thing to say, let's put all these great players on the ice and have them slap Team Canada and Team USA on the front of their sweaters.
It's another thing but for the players to take
yes.
it seriously.
I mean, they went out there and they acted like this was 1980 in Lake Placid all over
his
again.
His league is also getting rid of fighting more and more, but it's clear that he thought that the fighting was certainly not a net negative.
He's right about that.
And he just wasn't going to say, like, yeah, it was unbelievable.
He wasn't going to say it was uncouth. He wasn't going to go right. in that direction because he knew that it drove ratings
well,
for
Well, he
it.
Also said, like, they played two very good games. This is a dumb question. He kept referring only to the World Cup. Is this just like a temporary patch over to that, basically?
What do you mean?
The Four Nations itself.
They're
going to
do both.
Like,
they're going to alternate them.
But how many years ahead do they even have the Four Nations planned out is my point. Like, I'm not even sure. You know what I mean? Because I think when he's saying the Olympics and the World Cup, it's like you could just stagger those every two. Which would mean the Four Nations, where does that fit?
I think that those two things are going to happen again before the next Four Nations.
So like Four Nations in 2029, right? I guess? Because it's happening in odd years.
So then it would
so
be...
So the Olympics would go 2026,
yep, and
World
then,
Cup 2028. Are you going to stick a Four Nations in there in 2029 and keep having that? Then it's like constant international competition, and I think you do... probably run the risk of cheapening the Four Nations a little bit at that point. That's why whenever you kept asking about that, he answered questions in the form of World Cup, World Cup.
That's a good... Well, that's because I think he's trying to tee up the next one that they're putting on and not, like, the Olympics is out of their hands. They're just giving their players permission to go play. But, so, you're...
What I'm saying is it seems like the Four Nations was just a temporary bridge to get to the World Cup. Like, the Four Nations, as we are talking about it, is not actually going to happen.
I think it was a way to bring...
NHL-driven international competition.
Before the Olympics, yes. And it was an appetizer to whet the appetite before that event happens. And the thing that worked in its favor, too, is it had been so long since we saw the world's best players compete in something like this because they did not go to the last two Olympics. And he said it was a mixed bag when they sent players. And I think the only regret I have from that interview, now thinking back to it in my head, that I should have asked him that I didn't was, what kind of feedback have you gotten from teams about the break and injuries? Right? I mean, McAvoy's out in Boston.
Didn't he allude to the fact that like there was, with the Olympic break, which is much longer, there was like mixed feedback? From teams about like they didn't
well
the gap people didn't love the gap.
The issue there has always been, other than eyeballs on hockey, we're not getting anything out of it.
Right? Yeah. What does it do?
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing? Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.